things
hammers,
that you would use on a sheep.
Shears.
Mm-hmm. And you drive a
truck. If you're out of usually a car.
Out on the ranch, sometimes well, usually people that live on a ranch, they live out there where nobody is, and so they have things to kill varmints and, yeah, what do you call these?
Well, in other words, guns.
Uh-huh. And what do you use in a shotgun?
Shells.
Mm-hmm.
Shotgun shells.
Okay, now we're on to enclosures, containers, and farm animals. And this is, you said that the chickens were in a pen.
Mm-hmm.
Would you use
so-called chicken wire.
Uh-huh.
And with wooden posts to hold.
Would you call it a coop?
We called a coop something, a coop, one that was essentially a chicken house.
Oh, so that would be enclosed?
Uh-huh.
So the pen was sort of
open.
Halfway open to the outside?
It was open. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then the chicken coops, we have to clean them out periodically.
Mm-hmm.
But they would be fixed up so there were places for them to roost, and also places, individual ones, set up so they had a place to lay eggs.
Mm-hmm. What would pigs eat out of?
Pans? I don't know. They'll eat out of...
That thing that's like this?
Troughs.
Mm-hmm. What would you store beer in?
Well, kegs, I guess.
Is there is there something that's a little bit bigger than a keg, that looks like a keg?
Barrel?
Mm-hmm. And, what do you usually feed to pigs?
Anything they want. They'll eat anything. We never raised pigs, but some of our relatives did.
What's that goopy stuff that they get sometimes? What's that called?
I don't know. Slop?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear.
That works. A male cow is called a...
Oh, bull.
Mm-hmm. And the baby cow is a
calf.
The male sheep?
Ram?
Mm-hmm. And the female?
You?
Mm-hmm. And the tusked pig, the wild pig?
Boar.
Mm-hmm. And horses that you use to breed? Are called?
Oh, they're stock.
The male horse is called a
stud.
Mm-hmm. And the female horse is called
mare.
An unbroken horse?
Well, an unbroken horse is. Isn't that funny?
Well, what about those horses they use in the rodeo? What are they called?
Well, they're bucking broncos.
Mm-hmm.
But
do you think a bronco would be an unbroken horse?
Probably.
I don't know if it has the same meaning. I'm not even sure.
Probably not. The ones in the rodeos, they were sometimes almost literally been taught to do what they do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're pestered into doing it.